Have another 5 minutes then. All right. Yeah, you're awake. If she won't let me sleep, I'm not letting you sleep. Swamp democracy, see? Yeah. Apparently, the embassy shall be coming into view soon. You're on a grand tour, remember? Don't know why. Maybe Meraki has plans for you. I'm your guide. Nyx Gobbo at your service. Swamp Goblin and Wild Magic Tinkerer to boot. So, what should I be telling you? Well, the Amber City is the capital city of the Bow. The Bow are a funny bunch. Elves with beautiful skin as amber as their towers. And they cover it up in magic and fancy powder paint. And days gone by, they used to live throughout the whole of Akiga and beyond. So much learning and riches made them a bit hoity-toity by all accounts, and tricky neighbours to boot. Goblin Elder John Boy still remembers the Bow's great retreat. He's putting down roots now as Elder John Boy. But when he was a goblin, just getting into his trade, he saw that strange and sudden migration of the Bow back across Akiga to their capital city. Just up sticks and went, they did. Don't know why they did it. They just shut themselves tight away. Poof. Gone. I heard it said that when the gobbly parley man paid a visit to sand him out, they made him take a bath before they'd even let him in. He stayed for tea and cuca sandwiches, and then he had to leave. None the wiser. He was only trying to help. What's that? Yeah, look there. The towers of the Amber City are coming into view. Those amber towers, they're taller than you think. It was the Bow's ancestors built them. They had minds for magic and engineering, let me tell you. Oh, but those towers are looking a bit rickety now, wouldn't you say? Very odd malarkey, if you ask me. Angerbat, Shield Critter, evasive action. There are Bow soldiers down there, and they're cranking round their trebuchets. Look at them. Oh, wait a minute. That's ceremonial armour they're wearing. Not field armour. See how heavy it is? They can hardly walk straight. They must be in the middle of some ceremony. Ha. Phew. For a minute there, I thought they were going to shoot us. What? Boy, watch what you're... They are, they're shooting at us. Charming. Oh, blow this. I mean, I'm not sure they could hit a bog lump's backside if it sat on them. But let's leave them to it, eh? Whoa, girl. That's some speed you've got. Look at the ground racing below us. More trees now, ain't there? Woods and hills, rivers and forests. Lands of tracks and trails. All the better for a roaming and a wandering. The people here had an unlearning, and it was around about the same time as the Bow's Great Retreat. An unlearning, I'm told, is when you take something you knew, or thought you knew, and unpick it back to the thread. It was old Nan told me that. She's another swamp elder. She likes her spinning and weaving, so all her stories are about the thread, the spindles, the warp and the weft. And when she's telling her stories, there's always great billowing waves of smoke from her spore pipe. And no one gets to the end of the story before falling asleep. And the last thing you hear is her laughing like a sinkhole gurgling. Anyway, an unlearning, said old Nan, is usually a realisation that something you believed as true no matter what is in fact true only because. And then something about patterns and bobbly at? I don't know. She's very wise, too wise for me to understand. And she looked out for me, saved me from many telling offs, when I was a goblet and gobbling, saying if the others wanted goblins like her in the future, then that meant goblins like me in the now. And then, when the others had gone off all grumbling, she'd start telling me about the above and beyond. And there'd be more great billows of smoke from the spore pipe. Before I knew it, I was tumbling into the stars to find old Nan sat by a campfire, laughing at me as I flailed about. She didn't help me, just sat there weaving and chuckling. "Go find your bearings, young goblin," she'd say. "I can't give you mine." Nah, beautiful. How did I get here? Telling you about old Nan. Ah, yeah. The people and their unlearning. Well, the Insteaders. That's what they call themselves, see? They used to say these lands belong to the Bow, and they governed themselves with the systems the Bow gave them. And it had been like that for a long time. Some ways good, some ways bad. But as the reign of the Bow waned, people were also coming into a knowing that the land can't belong to anyone. The land is its own, and we are the land. And like Nan unpicking her sweater with free sleeves, the people started to unpick their villages and towns, and systems and structures, and they disappeared off into the trees. I mean, they didn't actually disappear, they're still there, but they walk lightly on the earth now. Oftentimes, you really have to look for them. Depends how well they want to be hid. There's someone now, though. Look, wending through that limestone outcrop. See? Oh, yes! Look who it is and all. A large brown bear pulling a wagon can only mean one thing. That is the U-Bear. We're in her stomping ground. The pixie Unu will be down there with her. What a business model they've got. The U-Bear delivers provisions and magically protected perishables. Unu delivers the news. Wonderful. Once upon a time, back before the unlearning, the U-Bear was in a cage for years and years. Unu was in another one. It was a Bow menagerie, pah, which as far as I can tell is a prison they put you in when you ain't done nothing wrong. But one day, they bust their way out, and since then, they've travelled these tracks and trails together. I wonder where they're going today. Looks like they might be heading over there. Look, between the trees. See it? Someone's built a small holding. A wooden cabin there. An orchard there, and look, all sorts of crops growing. Chickens too, hey. Now that's an odd sound for a chicken. Oh wait, no, we've been spotted again. Little dog seen us off from his territory. Alright, fella. Don't worry, we're on our way. Someone's running out of the woods. I hope we're not going to get shot at again. It's a child. Human, I think. Looks like he's been a fishing. He's got his rod and three fishies on a string. Hello, small human child. Nice catch. Ha ha, look at him grinning like a froggy. Bye. Ah, there's nothing quite like seeing the world from the back of a giant canopy turtle. Skimming over the trees. Look at us go. Beautiful. You wouldn't think she'd be so graceful, would you? What? I'm just saying, you're graceful. You... Here, you have seen that wall, haven't you? What do you mean, what wall? The very big wall straight ahead. I don't care if it's crumbling, it's solid enough. Shield crack! Crater! Blimey! If you want to hear how I got out of this one, you'd better do that magic thing what you do. With that pointy clicky thing. I don't know what you call it. You know what we call it in the swamp? A finger. Anyway, it's episode 3 you want. Laters.